Welcome back to another podcast of Walking Through Life. If you listened to my last podcast, I told you I had a story for today, something good that happened. And so this podcast is all about changes. So let me just dive right into it. It's something in regards to my church, so I won't go into too much detail. I do have another blog where I tend to post more religious stuff. But anyway, Friday, April 6th, I got a phone call from one of my leaders at church. And one of the amazing things about being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is that we all work together and we're given opportunities to learn and grow. That being said, we're usually given a calling or an assignment, as other people may call it, in the church. And so my calling or my assignment for the past year has been to help kind of come up with and plan our weekly activities for the young single adults. We call this family home evening. And so as a church, we encourage families to do something together once a week, if possible. Most singles here don't really have an actual family close by. So once a week, we get together as singles to talk about different spiritual topics. We do service, we do games. We're just there having fun together. So it was a really neat experience to have this calling. I learned to be on top of everything. I learned how to be organized, because let's be real, if you weren't organized in that assignment, you would miss out on a lot of things. I learned that I needed to ask for help because I would try to do everything on my own. And so when I would do that, when I would lean on other people, some of that stress was taken off. And it also made me get out of my comfort zone a little bit, which is always hard but good. So one of my leaders called me on Friday to tell me that they had a new assignment for me and that I would be released from the current one I had of planning activities. And my new assignment would be a counselor to the president in Relief Society. So what is Relief Society? Well, we go to church for 3 hours. And the first hour is where we sing, we take the sacrament, you know, to remember Jesus Christ. We pray, we listen to messages from each other. The second hour is where we separate into different classes and we have a lesson given by a specific teacher. And then the third hour, we separate even more by gender. So we the guys go to one class and the girls go to another class. And this girls class is called Relief Society. We're here to help one another in every way. So we have a president and then she has two counselors and they are kind of over all of the girls in this class. Well, I was called to be that first counselor. So this means I will have the responsibility to help the president make sure that, you know, all the girls are being looked after. You know, if they need help with anything, we are there for them. We help plan and deliver messages on Sunday during that third hour as well. You know, we plan for activities to do, just, you know, us girls. And so I'm really, really excited. It's something completely different than what I was doing before, planning activities, but I'm ready for this challenge. I feel that it's going to help me learn. It's going to help me grow as I learn about each, you know, girl in our class. And I can say that I do know that God is aware of us and our needs. I know that He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. And I know that if we allow Him to, He can turn our weaknesses into strengths. I know it may take a while to get the hang of this new assignment, but as I include Him every step of the way, I know that everything will work out. And I can say that it was an amazing experience waking up this morning. I felt an overwhelming sense of love, and I feel super humbled. I don't really know how to explain it, but I felt overwhelmed, but in a good way. I felt emotional, and I felt love. And to close, I want to close with a scripture found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And I know that He will be there for me, looking out for me as I begin this new journey with this new assignment. And I'm really excited.